Welcome back to The Source here on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio's live music scene isn't what it should be or what it could be. It seems that the city suffers from being in the shadow of Austin, which bills itself as the live music capital of the world. For that. But San Antonio is missing out by not having enough of the strong live music scene that we should have. And there are some folks here working to change that. We're joined by Faith Radel. She's a music promoter for Three Chord Media. She's also a manager for a lot of groups like Girl in a Coma. And Blaine Tucker, he's here. He's an attorney and the founder of the Maverick Music Festival, which is happening here later this month on the 21st and the 22nd. And Ernesto Olivo, he's the co-founder of Local 782, which is a community group dedicated to supporting San Antonio's music scene. So welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having us.
So let me start off by asking, what is the state of live music in San Antonio? Ernesto?
Yeah, I've been playing live music in local bands for like over 15 years. And in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, I've seen it grow and develop. You know, I think it doesn't happen overnight. You know, I'm still thinking about 6-7 years, it'll probably be full-blown where we get touring bands and our local bands. We do have a lot of national bands that do come out from San Antonio, and so I'm it looks very exciting.
So there's a lot of potential. A lot of room for growth. And Faith, how would you describe the state of live music in San Antonio right now?
I think that there's a lot of potential. I think there's a lot of opportunity. I think there's a lot of great things going on, but I think we still are not at the level that we should be at for a city this size. I think that, you know, we've got some great stuff going on in terms of, I mean, there's a couple things that you need to look at when you say live music. There's local bands coming out of San Antonio, and we've got a lot of bands, who are developing here. But it's also, where do they go from here, from playing the clubs on St. Mary Street? What's the next step? Or do we have a place for them to grow into as they get bigger? And then what about attracting those acts that are not coming to San Antonio? You know, I think we're all familiar, any of us who have grown up in San Antonio, with that drive to Austin to go see that band that didn't come to San Antonio and went to Austin. So that's, you know, that's an area where we do need to improve on and start getting them to come, because, you know, a city this size with this population should not be skipped over. And so we've got to find ways to encourage those bands, make it easier for them to come and have a good experience here, so that we can just take that next step.
So Blaine Tucker, you've started the Maverick Music Festival. Is that the first time it's happening this year?
Last year was the inaugural year. This is the second year.
Okay. And so coming up later this month, 21st and 22nd, what's going to happen? What's the Maverick Music Festival?
It's San Antonio's first indie-oriented music festival in town. So bands that typically will play the New Yorks, the Chicagos, the Austins, of course, but don't come here are going to be coming here. So Fantagram, Washed Out, you know, bands that aren't supported on commercial radio formats here in town. We don't have a AAA radio station. They do well in other cities, so why not our city?
Well, obviously, South by Southwest is kicking off in Austin. Is this a way? So they're coming to Texas anyway. Is it a way to say, well, while you're in Austin, swing by San Antonio and perform here?
Not all the bands. Some of the bands were booked on Maverick before anything with South by came up. So the two kind of worked in tandem. South by Southwest is its own beast, its own living organism. It's huge. It's gotten a lot bigger over the years. Maverick is an alternative to that. You know, we're a smaller festival that's, you know, building up, and there's a lot of interest from folks in Austin who may not want to get in all the melee, the chaos of South by Southwest, and want to come down here, and also a lot of local folks and people from the Valley who, you know, want to try something different.
So, Faith, you talked about some of the problems we're having, San Antonio not having the music scene that we should, but why is that?
Well, there's a lot of different issues. You know,
don't be polite to say it.
Well, no, because it's not a simple issue. I mean, it's not one thing that you can point to.
It's not one guy who stopped.
It's not one thing. I mean, historically, there's been an issue of, you know, radius clauses. I think those are something that we can look at to overcome. But radius clauses are where a promoter will book a band and say, you can't play within, you know, 100-mile radius of our show, you know, so many weeks or months beforehand and afterwards, we're within 100 miles of Austin. So that's one issue. I don't think it's the only issue, and it is something that if promoters talk and try and work out,
those restrictions are easing up too. Mm-hmm. You know, where 10 years ago, 15 years ago, there was, you know, a greater need to be more protective of the brand. ACL Fest is obviously a big exception because they're doing two weekends now, so they have to, you know, guard what their brand is doing. But in terms of, you know, shows at Stubbs, for example, shows with 2,000 people, there's no reason those shows can't happen in Austin and San Antonio.
So, Ernesto, why do you think San Antonio is not doing what it should be as far as live music?
You know, I think it takes a lot of support from a lot of folks who, you know, can have their hand in it, you know, and I think one thing I know that we need is support from the city itself. You know, the city supports large arts festivals. They support, you know, we have Fiesta, we have all these huge events that the city gets behind. And I really think it's important that the city makes an effort to back and also help, what, you know, not just advocating for it, you know, maybe even consider funding, you know, some sort of specific, and again, not an event, but, you know, in advocating or promoting or a campaign. You know, in Local 782, this is our fifth year where we're going to be it's a grassroots campaign that we do called Local Music Week, and it's to advocate for all the local musicians, all the local promoters, and all the local venues. And we hold it for a whole week, and for that whole week, we just promote it. You know, we've done some stuff for TPR's covered it last year, and we do really well. But, you know, there is it takes like promoters, venues, and organizers to work together, I think. And
absolutely.
It's getting there. It's getting there. Like, if people just are, you know, everybody wants to have their hand in. Like, they all want to say, like, I'm the torchbearer. I'm the one who's doing this. Well, I'm doing this thing over here, and I'm doing. And it takes all those people saying that I'm the one doing it that says that we are all doing it.
Exactly.
And that's the only way it's going to happen. And I've seen that change in the last 5 years.
So talking about the city getting involved, or a county or some local agency, we have seen, though, that by helping get these things going, there is a payoff for the city, right, Faith?
It's a huge industry. It's a huge industry we're missing out on. Every time somebody drives to Austin for a show, that's money they could have been spending in San Antonio. You know, so it's a huge industry.
It's a $26 billion industry, live music industry itself.
And it's also a quality of life thing. You know, we talk about being a city on the rise, being a city that we want people to live in and stay in and make their homes in and make this an interesting city. Well, part of that is a quality of life that, you know, people want to have access to these things and not have to feel like they have to go somewhere else for it. And I think Ernesto is, you know, exactly right that it's – and that's why when you asked what's the problem, it's not one thing. It's, it's a lot of issues, and it's a lot of people needing to come together. And I think people are really starting to do that. So it's just a matter of really trying to build on that, because we have a lot of catching up to do.
All right, we're talking about the live music scene in San Antonio. It's not what it should be, but it could be so much more. We want to hear what our listeners have to say about that. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You can email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. You can also comment on our show page on our website at tpr.org. What would it take to turn San Antonio into a hot new music scene, live music scene? We want to know. Give us your ideas. 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We will be right back. The last time you wanted to see a hot new band, did you have to drive up to Austin to enjoy that scene, or would you like to have stayed in San Antonio? That's what we're talking about here on The Source this afternoon. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the state of live music in San Antonio. We're joined by Faith Radel. She is a music promoter with Three Chord Media. Blaine Tucker, he's an attorney and founder of the Maverick Music Festival, which is coming up later this month on the 21st and 22nd. Ernesto Olivo, he is the co-founder of Local 782, which is a community group dedicated to supporting San Antonio's live music scene. We invite your phone calls. What would you like to see happen in San Antonio? What do you think is the spark, the catalyst that will get this going? The number is 614-8980. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. And let's go to the phones. Martin has called in. Martin, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah. Just to give a little background, I used to work for Sin 13. I'm familiar with Angel Casanera at Corova and kind of know a couple of people that booked gothic bands, industrial bands, punk bands in San Antonio. And working as a door guy and seeing the people that come in, I feel like the biggest concern is actually not anything that can be done about if everyone came to work together. We also have a demographically older, more family-oriented city that, you know, you don't bring those type of live musics. Oddly enough, though, if you go to the west side, south side, there's places where they have a lot of Tejano bands, but that's towards that community, and it's not, I don't know if they consider that as being part of the live music opportunities that are being lost in San Antonio against Austin.
All right, Martin, thanks for those comments. Ernesto, comments?
I think we're not speaking in genres specifically. It could be Tejano. It could be, you know, punk, indie. My band played Sin 13, back to where the caller mentioned, you know. And there's, you know, that's a whole other conversation we had as far as, like, local clubs and local promoters. But we don't realize that there's a bigger picture out than what we specifically like as people and what kind of music we like, right? We have a tendency of, like, just focusing on this is the kind of music, this is the kind of scene. But, yeah, I'm familiar with all, you know, all the different types of festivals, from Conjunto Festival to the Tejano Festival. I like all genres of music. I don't really have a preference. And I see those that in a sense is right, but at the same time that there is a lot of younger folk and this new generation of people that are out and about.
Well, how many kids do we have in this city? College kids, over 80,000.
80,000 plus.
Yeah, so there's a younger demographic who are finding their music on the music blogs, online, and these are the same kids from other cities. So we have a lot of young people here. I think the challenge that we've had with Maverick, and I think any promoter that comes into town, is the city's spread out, so there's pockets of people living in different areas. UTSA, big campus, but it's out 1604 and I-10. It's getting those kids to different places and sort of reaching them out to a centralized area to get them to say, hey, you don't need to just hang out over there, come downtown.
I think San Antonio can support a lot of different kinds of music. It's not, like you were saying, just about one type of music. And if you look at what happens with some bands, there are bands that skip over San Antonio and play Corpus Christi. There are bands that skip San Antonio and play El Paso, because El Paso is a geographic necessity when you're driving, you know, 20 hours to get to California. So, and they have success there. And so I think there's no reason why they can't have success here. It's just bridging that gap of reaching all these people who are kind of spread out and in different communities.
All right, let's get Tammy on the air. Tammy is called in. Tammy, welcome to The Source. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, I moved here from another major city in Texas, and they actually have building venues, like Houston has Jones Hall, where they're larger, where you can attract artists like Michael Bublé or Pharrell Williams, up-and-coming artists that maybe it would encourage other venues locally to want to involve that. I mean, I've listened to your radio for quite some time, and the city does have a reputation of being known as 15 to 20 years behind the rest of the state and all the other major cities. And I'd like to know, have you all come across some sort of plan or thought about getting with the city and the county of maybe having one of the 29% buildings that are vacant in downtown to have a nice venue that will attract artists so that other artists will be wanting to come to San Antonio to participate? And then I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, Tammy, thank you for that call. And Faith, do you want to take that answer?
Well, I think you are right that we need to have, venues that attract artists at different levels in their career, and that sort of mid-level venue, we haven't had a whole lot of options. However, I think things are changing a little bit there in terms of having the Aztec, which just opened, and then Tobin Center will be opening in the next year. And I think that's going to create a couple new options for sort of that mid-level artist. I don't think one venue is going to be the answer. It's going to take a variety of venues at different sizes.
We also have the Arneson River Theater, which is now accessible.
Yeah, and that's another thing that's because it's very difficult to open a full-time venue like that. And so one of the things that we've done, like even with Maverick, is using non-traditional spaces like Arneson and
Main
creating
Plaza.
That. Main Plaza, Maverick Plaza, using those spaces. Right.
Tonight at the Aztec, Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy, yeah.
And that's when he's a fantastic, legendary bluesman. And you definitely, if you have never seen him, you want to be able to say that you saw Buddy Guy in your lifetime. So Aztec is trying to bring something fresh to downtown. What about when we used to go to the Sunken Gardens? Whatever happened to that?
Sunken Gardens, yeah. That's sort of the, it's just sort of sitting there right now. The Parks and Recreation runs it, and the biggest issue with Sunken Gardens is there's no roof over the stage. There's been various plans over the years that have to come in and renovate the facility, by pumping a ton of money into it. The reality is that it's a viable venue, except there's no roof on top of it. And why that's an issue is, as a promoter, you can't get event cancellation insurance. So immediately your costs go up when you try to do shows. And there's not a consistent booking format there. There's nobody to immediately call and say, hey, I need to put holds here. And it's not what
bigger
booking agents and national agents are going to look at it and say, okay, this is just...
Okay. All right, let's get some more callers on the air. Daniel has called in. Daniel, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for taking my call. My question really or comment is going into the radio stations that San Antonio offers or the greater San Antonio area, and how does that affect, I guess, the music offering in San Antonio? Because you don't hear any alternative radio or that indie rock. It's, to be honest, a very archaic music mix when you get to the radio stations in San Antonio.
All right, Daniel, thank you for that call, I think, because, we're a radio station, but we're not that kind of a radio station. But we do have KSYM in San Antonio.
KSYM, KRTU, and the Indy Overnight are terrific. Commercial radio in this town, one word, is debilitating. As I mentioned before, there's no AAA format. Austin has KUT, KGSR. So bands that are on the Maverick lineup, for example, other than going to KRTU or KSYM, there's no commercial radio that'll support it whatsoever.
But KSYM, they've got a fantastic signal. I mean, it covers the entire county. Why not reach out to them and work with them?
We do. We do.
Yeah, we do too.
We do. It's just for a touring artist, it's a different format, and that's what you... From a business side, an agent and a manager, when they're looking at what formats are there, college radio is just in a different category. So, I mean, the caller's absolutely right. That is a very big issue. And that's not saying anything about KSYM or KRTU because they're fantastic. And we've
absolutely
partnered with them and they've been great supporters and we're really grateful we have them. It's just we need that commercial format because that's what matters to bands.
Because they have a marketing budget and they can get listeners and mm-hmm. they know how to make things happen. Okay, let's get Javier on the air. Javier has called in. Welcome to The Source. Javier, you there? Oh, Danielle, are you there?
Yes, this is Danielle.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
I had a comment. I grew up in Austin and I'm living in San Antonio now, but one thing that I always enjoyed was free concerts that they had during the summertime. They would have Blues on the Green or concerts at Hills Cafe, and it was just a good way to promote bands that were a little bit smaller, but, just offering a free venue for people to come and enjoy the summertime. And so I was wondering, if San Antonio could start having something like that and give an opportunity for people to see music and not have to pay for it.
All right, prime the pump, get people excited, saying this was a lot of fun, we should do more of this, next time I'd be willing to pay
for
it.
I think there's a lot of great music, free music available and accessible. We have, like the Pearl does the Echale style series.
Yeah, I've been out there, it's been
fun. And they have four shows coming up, they're all free, open to the public, all ages. There's, the Dia de los Muertos festival that just passed a while back. They had, during the day, all the bands that were playing on the Riverwalk played for free. There is a lot of great stuff out there. I think it's just a matter of also finding a way to have access to the information where these are. And there's great local bloggers doing that too, that always keeping you up on the latest where and, what shows are free and where you can go to get this information.
So where is the best place to find out what's happening in San Antonio?
Well, there's quite a few of them. I mean, there's SA Rocks blog. They're the oldest San Antonio music blog. There's PuroPinche.com. There's SATXmusic.com.
San Antonio Current,
San Antonio Current has a great listing. So it's out there. I mean, it's a matter of us making that effort to look for it. You
right.
know?
So there are people who say they don't know what's happening in San Antonio. There's plenty of ways to figure that out.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, Blaine, tell me more about what's happening with the Maverick Music Festival. How does that work?
Well, this year we have 37 bands coming out over 2 days, and we're going to have a lot of local acts that are playing in Arneson and Juarez Plaza, the Mondo Nation stage.
So that's downtown at
downtown
La Vita.
In La Vita, the oldest neighborhood in downtown, which, you know, when you look at major music festivals in other cities, the thing that distinguishes each festival from another is its setting, its
so
environment,
what kind of bands
location.
Are these?
They range from indie rock band, hard rock bands. Of course, we got Candlebox and Psychedelic Furs.
So some old headliners, some big time bands.
And then, yeah, and then like Fantagram, who's just on Letterman the other night. They just have a new album. So some really exciting new national acts as
and
well.
And some great local acts. Yes. You know, we have Pop Pistol,
Hydromelody.
So what do I do? Do I buy a bracelet? How does that work?
Go to MaverickMusicFestival.com.
All the ticket information's right there.
All right, and so what's the forecast for live music in San Antonio? Real quickly, Faith.
I think it's positive. I think there's a lot to look forward to.
So we got like a chicken and egg situation going on here. We got to have a critical mass of people who are willing to support it, promoters who are willing to take risk, and bands who are wanting to come to San Antonio and play. But we definitely need the people to go out and support live music in San Antonio. I want to thank our guest, Ernesto Olivo, co-founder of Local 782, Blaine Tucker with Maverick Music Festival, Faith Radel. This is David Martin Davies. Thank you.